Episode 1796, The Gift of Style.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? We have made it to midweek. Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's Wellness Wednesday on top of that. Are you ready to begin really looking at where you need to be when it comes to your health? We're talking about the gift of style. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, at a glance, everything seems so perfect. Yet, you look in the mirror and it speaks differently to you. Don't be defined by others. Wear the gift of style, your gift of style. So much of our seasons are built upon the opinions of others. And with the holidays quickly approaching, there are many parties to prepare for. Some may be casual, others fancier. You begin to think about what to wear and what to bring. If you're hosting the party, oh my goodness, that's a whole nother thing. You want to feel pretty. You want to enjoy the night. But if you wear the wrong shoes, you won't be dancing too long. If you choose the wrong outfit, you might feel like an elf on the shelf. Just put me up and laugh a little. This may seem harsh. However, the truth sometimes is. We can be so hard on ourselves. Honestly, what people see in us is not how we see ourselves. You are basing your assumption of what they think of you on a look and a glance. Have you ever had that second thought like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Like, she looked at me really strangely. Is it something I wore? Do I have like matching shoes on? You know, did I actually put my pants on the right way, not inside out, but right side out? What's going on here, right? We have this whole mentality of just a look can change everything. That's very narrow-minded of us. And it puts your family, your friends, and colleagues at a disadvantage when they didn't even know it. It's really kind of rude when you think about it. And what's really unfair is how your interpretation of a look from someone else leads to how the night will end. Can you believe Cinderella? She was working and cleaning and, you know, trying to get the area ready in the house, and the stepmom was just being rude and obnoxious, and only her daughters were going to go to the ball. But then the fairy godmother came, and it really was the idea of, you are beautiful, but let me give you a dress so you can feel more beautiful, right? Why is it that we need something in order to feel it? When it comes to our well-being, what we see in the mirror, our reflection, is really a new pair of shoes going to make you feel better about yourself? Nope. It may for a brief second, but guess what? 2 months later, you're going to be like, I have no shoes to wear. You just bought a brand new pair of shoes and you have no shoes to wear. Now, that doesn't make any sense. I find myself in my closet all the time going, I have nothing to wear. And honestly, that is a lie. I have plenty of things to wear. My problem is I don't like when I'm in what I have to wear because I don't like how I feel about myself. That's where the truth hits the road. When we begin to base how we feel about ourselves solely on the eyes of a stranger, solely on what we see or how we feel in a particular outfit, or we have to buy something so we have that adrenaline rush of something new that we think we look good in, but when we wear it again, we think we look horrible in. We have a problem, a serious problem. Don't place the blame on a stranger. Don't place your blame on your genes. Who you see in the mirror is where you need to begin. You see, the gift of style has nothing to do with what's in vogue or what the color of the season is. You can't buy it off the rack. It doesn't come in a one-size-fits-all. It's not a size 2. It's not a size 16. It's all about wearing your style. Wear your style. Confidence becomes you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Wear your style. Confidence becomes you. Life isn't about what everyone else is doing. You are unique. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So why would you sell yourself short just because of a party? I know. I've got 3 coming up every single night in a row, 3 of them. And I'm sitting here going, I got to wear a different outfit because some of them are coming to the same party, which means I can't just pick 1 outfit and wear them for all 3. No, because if the people are going to be there for all 3 of them, they're going to be like, does she own any other clothes? Now, honestly, I really could care less. My husband may think a little bit differently because he'll be like, did I wear this last night at the party? So I'll take a picture so he knows what he wore so he doesn't repeat it. But for me, I'm like, I really could care less. But it took years upon years upon years for me to get to that point. However, I'm still in the question mark stage. What should I wear? I have a feeling I'm going to have about 10 different outfits out. And I have to play dress up. I'm going to have to be Cinderella. And I'm going to have to try things on and then put the shoes on. And the crazy thing is, one of these parties, I don't even know how it's going to work. Like, I don't know if it's more hors d'oeuvre style, if it's a sit down and we're eating. Because if I have to stand, I'm sorry, but this body has been through a lot. I've given birth to 5 children. On top of that, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of steps I have taken and how many hundreds of thousands of steps I've run. My feet have taken a beating and I can't wear my stilettos very long anymore. Oh, I used to be able to wear them all day and they never bothered me, but now it's like, oh my gosh. And I'm short, so I need height. My husband's not real tall, so when I wear my stilettos, my, 4.5 to 5-inch, 6-inch heels, I'm actually taller than him. I feel powerful. That's our secret. Don't tell him that. I do, though. I feel mighty and powerful, but my feet can't take it anymore. So already I'm thinking, okay, this is bad. Do I bring 2 pairs of shoes in a big enough bag that if I need to change my shoes, I can? But if I wear my short shoes, I'm going to be short and slumpy. And if I wear my tall shoes, I'm going to be, well, at least a little bit taller, and which makes me appear a little more leaner, right? All this stuff that goes through our head. How ridiculous is it? But it's true. And during these holiday seasons or any season in our life, we have to go and show up when we really don't feel like we're filled up on the inside. Because when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're going, I really don't like who I see. But you need to know that you're unique. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So don't sell yourself short just because of a party. You have to be more willing to be who you are in the season that you're in. I've been through lots of different seasons. Man, when I was pregnant nursing for 10 years, this body has seen more roller coasters when it comes to the weight than I care to count. And with every pregnancy, I would gain a little bit more. And I wouldn't, go back to my original weight when I was just married. And so I kept putting it on. And it was a hard thing for me to lose. And still to this day, weight is a battle for me. I love food. Food hates me. I could sit here and talk to you for hours about my love-hate relationship with my body. I'm very blessed that I am healthy, but I've got to tell you that when I look at myself in the mirror, I have to be very careful about what I say and who I see in that mirror. Because it's easy for me to judge myself and I am a tough cookie. I am the worst judge and worst critic that there is when it comes to myself. I'm the hardest. So it's time to crack the mirror of perfection. Stop believing what you think people are saying and wear your style. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, give grace. Give yourself grace. It's a place of acceptance without judgment. You can't have one without the other. So you have to have acceptance without judgment. Sometimes it's easy. We say, oh yeah, I accept myself. But then the sweet little whisper of a voice says, if you were only 10 pounds lighter, you would feel so much better. Yeah, no, that's judgment. It's acceptance without judgment. You want that little whisper of a voice that says, you are beautiful. You exude greatness. Those are the whispers that you want to hear. Give yourself grace. Stand taller. Yeah, maybe you don't really like all the time as to where you are in the season that you're at. That's okay. This too shall pass. But you need to give yourself grace during the season when you're in it. Number two, I love this one. This is my most favorite fitness exercise ever. Ever, ever. Smile more. There are too many people walking around with discontentment and disappointment written all over their faces. When you smile, you erase what you think you should have because you can focus on what you do have. A smile brings joy to you. It's a natural effect. It's awesome. And not only does it help you, but it also helps the person who is looking at you. So if you're at work and you smile, they may need that smile more than you really think you need it. You help them without even knowing. That's one thing I try to do with my children. I'm not always the best at it, but right now is a stressful time. We've got, oh my goodness, I mean, talk about tension. Our daughter, our number three, she is in the middle of finals. Whew. Okay, we've got two more to get through. We're going to get there. We'll get through it. But I mean, it's a little tough. And then my boys, they are finishing up their major projects at school. And then next week are their finals. And oh my goodness, their major projects are just as bad as the finals. So I'm sitting here going, okay, we got this. Well, when they come down or they come out of their room and they're coming into wherever I'm at, I can feel what's going on, right? It's the mom dar. I'm like, yeah, I got this. And I try to smile. Why? Because it cuts the tension. It allows you to release everything, not just for yourself, but for them. And no, they may not smile back. When they're stressed out, ugh, I get looks. I mean, it's like darts and fire coming out of their eyes, sometimes out of their mouths. Most of the time, it's out of their eyes. But a smile helps to what? Warm and calm the situation. We need more smiles in our life. It's my favorite fitness exercise ever. Work on your smile. Who cares about the biceps, the triceps? Who cares about those hamstrings and your calves? Ugh, no, work on your smile instead. Smile more. And when you do, your perspective changes also. It's an added extra benefit. Give grace. Smile more. And finally, number three, wear confidence. You are not always going to like where you are in every season of life. But that doesn't mean you are less than in one season and better than in another season. Love yourself in every season. That's what it means, right? Acceptance without judgment. It's to love yourself right where you're at. No. Maybe you don't like exactly where you are, like, but that doesn't mean that you don't love yourself. Speak kind words. Those whispers that you tell yourself, they better be kind words. No judgment, remember. No judgment. Bury the harshness. There's enough out there in the world. Be kind to yourself. Wear confidence. Stand taller. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So today, are you ready to unwrap your gift of style? It's time you know your own potential. You know that I believe in you. I'm carrying that belief torch. Now, if you want help and you want me to literally come beside you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. Now, this gift is truly a gift. It costs you nothing. What it does cost you is your time. That's the only thing. I want to give you the opportunity to soar. It's time to go from where the season you are in right now to the new season, a new horizon. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. When you unwrap your gift of style, that's when you begin to own your potential. We all have promise. It's God given to you. God believes in you. I believe in you. It's time you believe in you too. Go out today. Live, love, impact. Confidence becomes you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.